It's The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde. For months, tensions have been increasing between Seattle taxi drivers and drivers who work for alternative ride-sharing services like UberX, Sidecar, and Lyft. Seattle cabbies say these car services have an advantage. They're not subject to the same city rules and regulations as taxis. This summer, the city commissioned a study of public demand for taxis and alternatives. And joining us to talk about the results is Sally Clark. She's the Seattle City Council president. Sally Clark, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, David. Thanks very much for having me.
So how much demand is there for these alternatives to taxis?
It's a good question. It's one that we've been trying to wrap our arms around a little bit. We get a lot of anecdotal information from people who either come and testify or send email, but you know that ends up being kind of a self-selected group of people, and that it can be a little bit of an echo chamber. So we wanted to be able to add a little bit of data to that and hired some outsiders who specialize in this. Folks will see their presentation tonight at 5:30 in the council chambers, or they can find the presentation online right now. And what we asked them to do was try to tell us what the market for personal transportation looks like, whether that's taxis, these two-tone for-hire vehicles running around town, limos, and now these new entries into the market, the personal transportation vehicles. I hesitate to call them rideshare because rideshare has a technical definition in the state code, and these guys are not technically ride shares. It's an easy shorthand way of talking about them.
And what did they find? How much demand is there for these alternatives to taxis?
Yeah, there's a fair amount of demand. You know, what we have seen over time for years now is that the city has looked at response times across the city and said, well, you know, the response times have stayed relatively the same, and so there must not be increased demand. Otherwise, we would see these longer response times. We'd have all of this difficulty hearing from clientele. Well, in the same way that when you fill up your bathtub, there is that little area, there's that little place where the water seeps out before it runs over the top, creation of new options for people to get a ride with have kept the response time for taxis relatively the same, but demand has increased. And what people will see in the results of this demand study, from what I've seen of what they're going to present, is that as limos have expanded, the number of limos has expanded in the city a lot over the past decade. As the number of for hires, the two-tone vehicles that people see running around, as those have expanded, and as these new kind of app-based dispatch personal transportation vehicles are running around, that's where the demand is expanding to. Now, that's not across the board. You see certain folks gravitate towards certain types of vehicles, a slightly older and more, I guess, well-resourced group of people go towards limos. Slightly younger, more tech-savvy people are gravitating towards these app-based systems. Everybody is still using taxis. They're still getting a big lion's share of what's happening in Seattle. But also the stats are showing that people are pretty unhappy with the level of service, both from the dispatch side of taxis as well as the quality of the ride that they're getting.
So people in Seattle want options. How should the city respond?
Yeah, the principles that I've been using that we've been talking about are that our main interests in terms of why does government get involved have to do with safety and consumer protection. And those are the main elements that we're using as we look at how we regulate
them. And these services are not regulated the same way
as
taxis. Does that mean that could be coming down the line?
I think that is coming down the line. You've seen it in some other jurisdictions right now. California just released some draft rules for what it might look like in the state. You see other cities, Austin and some others, taking a look at how to do this. There's clearly demand for alternatives to the traditional taxi. There's clearly demand for high-quality rides. There's demand for predictability of what your fare is going to be. There's demand for great communication and attention to detail about who's my driver. Can I do this via my smartphone? Can I give feedback afterwards? All of that is leading people to try these other services. For the city, we want to make sure the ride is safe. People are going to need to be regulated in some way to make sure that when you get into the car that driver behind the wheel has been vetted in some way, and that the vehicle that you're getting into is also safe and has some insurance beyond whatever that individual driver might be carrying in terms of personal insurance. And I think you're going to see pretty soon some rules coming forth from the city, some proposals, and we want to make sure, again, that the ride is safe and that there's some element of consumer protection that's being safeguarded.
All right, Sally Clark, thanks so much for telling us about it. Sally Clark talking about a new study of the city has done of the public demand for alternatives to taxis.